Howdy.
Howdy. How's it going? Gig 'em to you. Yes, sir.
How often do you get back to College Station during the off-season?
Not really during the off-season, but, you know, during the season, during the bye week. Last year, our bye week was during their bye week, so I didn't get a chance. But, you know, this week during our bye week, I'm going to try to make it out there. We got an early bye week, too, so it should be pretty good.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. You know, I probably said it 35 times. You know, I'm in a great spot physically, mentally. You know, it's just something that just feels different about this year. And, you know, I got a lot of great teammates around me, and looking forward to, you know, playing with those guys.
Any idea when you're going to actually get on the field in a game?
No, I mean, I don't have like a, you know, I still got a lot of time. I don't, you know, really have a, you know, a game where I want to be back. I mean, you know, like I said, I'm, you know, following away Greek and, you know, everybody's giving me advice. I feel like I can play, you know, but, you know, they've been giving me great advice up to this point, and I'm just going to keep following those guys.
Do you need to play in the preseason in your own mind to be ready for the regular season?
I mean, playing in the preseason is always great because you get to, you know, you get to play with your teammates. You know, it's kind of a place where you could, you know, get some of the minute errors out the way, you know, work on technique. It's, you know, it's a game to get better. So, you know, I would like to play in a preseason game, but, you know, I'm a pro. You know, whenever it's time for me to play, I'll be ready to play.
They're called the Texans, but you are a Texan, and the hat's for real. What makes you a Texan, or what does it mean to you to be a Texan?
First and foremost, I'm an Aggie, you know, and, you know, it's just, you know, in the water down there, you know, like, you know, it's just, you know, part of the culture, you know, and, you know, that's where it started for me. You know, I love where I'm from. I love my city. I love my university. And, you know, it's just part of it, you know.
Do you think people from Texas take more pride about where they're from than maybe the average guy like me from Indiana or Ohio?
See, I mean, Indiana is totally different from Texas. I mean, you know, I mean, Texas is just different, you know. North Texas is, you know, you get a, you know, a different type of environment in West Texas and East Texas and South Texas. So, I mean, it's just, Texas has a lot to offer, you know. You know, I don't want to start a, you know, come visit Texas speech, but, you know, Texas is a great place to be. I'm happy I'm from there. I wouldn't want to be from anywhere else.
So are you in North Texas or where are you?
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
But
does that make you North Texas or does that make you Dallas,
I mean,
Texas?
North Texas is like, North Texas is up there by Oklahoma, I guess.
Yeah,
you know, I'm kind of, you know.
You're in Okie?
No. I'm from Dallas, Texas. You know, I went to school in Central Texas, so
yeah.
You know, I got a little bit of everything.
Okay, I asked you this a couple weeks ago. J.J. Watt's out here. Who's the king of that 2011 draft class?
I mean, we got a lot of guys in there, you know.
I know.
I mean, of course, if I had to take my pick, it would be me. You know, I'm the guy that I spend a lot of time with myself. You know, I watch a lot of time with myself. You know, I'm most familiar with myself. So, if I had to make a pick, you know, it would have to be me. But,
you
know,
trust you.
Yeah, we got a lot of talent in that class, you know, from, you know, Alden Smith from you know, Cam Newton all the way to, like, the later picks in that first round. Muhammad Wilkerson has just been killing, you know. And we got a lot of guys in that class. It's been great.
What was in the water around the time you were born? Guys, I mean, there's going to be, like, 5, 6, maybe 7 Hall of Famers out there.
Hey, I'm hoping so. I don't know what it is. It's just, you know, one of those things that happen. And I was talking to Tlaib the other day, and he was like, you know, you think your class was the best class to come out? And I was like, you know, of course I do. And he said he had the best class. And, you know, he started to rattle off some names, too, and they had a pretty good class, too. But
I have to go back and look at these.
Yeah, they had a pretty good class, too. But, you know, I'm biased. You know, all these questions that you ask me about my class and who's the best one, I mean, it's got to be me. It's got to be my class.
That,
you know,
was also,
right with.
That was also the first class with the new CBA where they took away a lot of money from you.
Maybe that's a little bit of a sin of everybody to play well. You got to play and get that second one. It just wasn't, you know, given to you up front. So maybe that's it. I don't know.
Peyton said the offense, his words were, the offense stunk today. He was not happy at all, but he said he couldn't see the other side. How did you guys feel the defense play today? Did you guys have a good practice?
I feel like we had a pretty good practice. The energy level was great, and I think that was just part in, you know, going against somebody else. The energy level was great. It kind of had like a game-type atmosphere. You know, we still made some errors. You know, I made an error and a drop, you know. It's just that's what practice is for. You know, you go out there and you try to, you know, smooth everything out. But, you know, through and through, I think we had a pretty good practice today. It was great. You know, the energy from practice carried over into the weight room, and everybody in the locker room was, you know, cheerful. So, you know, I feel like we had a pretty good day today. I'm anxious to get out there and practice tomorrow on full pads.
So it does more than having the Texans here. It does more than just give you someone else to hit. It totally changes the kind of the dynamic.
Yeah, what it is, I mean, it's a different scheme that you're going against. You know, Peyton and the offense is just different. And, you know, when you switch up and go against the scout team, that's different too. But when you're going against another team, you know, their ones versus our ones, and not even just with offense, with our defense versus the offense, but special teams, it's just, you know, it's just a whole different level of competition, you know. And it's not a, you know, you're not going against a teammate, you know, even though you want to take care of those guys, but it's a level of competition there that you want to go out there and you want to win. So I think that, you know, definitely – you know, pushed us today. I feel like we had a pretty good day.
You don't go against Cloudy, but when you see him out here, do you kind of see what all the fuss is about?
Why? I mean, I've known Cloudy for like a year now since when he was in college. You know, I met him at the ESPYs last year, not this past ESPYs, but the ESPYs before then. And I've been a fan of his for a long time. You know, when I first met him, you know, it just kind of, you know, usually when you meet those guys like that, you know, they know they're going to be, you know, all everything. You know, it's just a different vibe. You know, he was real humble. You know, I could just see it in his eyes that he just wanted to be one of the guys, and you know, I really appreciate that. And I've been a fan since then. And you know, I watched him. You know, some of his college highlights, the same college highlights that you guys seen. But right. You know, I've been able to watch some of his games too when I was sitting up. And you know, I mean, I think he's you know, definitely got, you know, everything and more. You know, he has a lot of potential. He's already shown on the field what type of player he can be. You know, I'm a fan, and I'm looking forward to see what he can do. I know he'll do great things.
So you guys spent a lot of time on the sideline as kind of a defensive unit. There's a lot of chatter, a lot of John. You saw it in San Fran in the fourth quarter there. What does that kind of say about you guys and as a defensive line, a defensive unit, I should say?
I mean, I'm extremely proud of those guys. You know, they went out there, and, you know, we could have just, you know, packed the tent up. We were already winning, and we could have just packed the tent up when they caught their long pass in the game, but we didn't. You know, we showed some grit at the end. And that just trickled down from the ones, because those are our threes in there, our twos and threes, and those guys went out there and they, you know, they played some really good ball down in the end zone, were able to keep them to zero. And I was proud of those guys, and I think some of the energy from that game, you know, just rolled over into practice today. You know, it just felt really good to go in there and play a solid game defensively.
And even the chatter out here, that's always kind of part of your.
I mean, that's just part of, you know, any NFL team. You know, that's just part of it. It's not Little League anymore. You know. You got guys talking about, you know, schemes and what the other guy was doing, and, you know, watching our teammates just sitting there now, and just, you know, it's just part of the excitement of playing National Football League. It's one of the many things that's great about it.
All right. Thanks, Vaughn.
Thanks, Vaughn.